Welcome to Season 3, Episode 15 of Last Safe Loaded. Good evening, I am your host with the most, Colm O'Sheridan, and joining me this week is my KFC lover, it's Justin to Wink Smith. Good evening, Justin, how are you this fine evening?
I am ready to record having been fueled up on the Colonel's finest.
Cool, yeah, very good. How much is that, cost? Has the price of inflation gone up in KFC as well?
Yeah, absolutely. But I saw a online tweet earlier while Twitter was working, because of course Twitter went down hilariously for a good half hour today. And it said, have a tower burger and some hot wings for $3.99 on the app. And I thought, well, I've got to cook food anyway, and it'll probably cost me that, so I can just get someone else to cook it. So I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there a KFC near you, or did you walk?
I definitely didn't walk. It is approximately 5 minutes away in the car.
Oh, great. Speaking of the car, how's the old bird?
The old bird is not playing. My car is fine. It's about to need a fresh belly full of petrol, or unleaded, as I have not fueled it since coming home from Swindon last week.
Cool. Okay, and I'm sure you have plenty to talk about with this Blood Bowl thingamajig. Lots of Blood Bowl news this week, so go ahead, knock yourself out, Justin.
I won't knock myself out, that's what players do on the pitch. So when I was editing last week, I was laughing away to myself because I was there going, oh, it's all right. I've got my next league game tomorrow, and I'm confident I'm going to do well. And you went, let's not count your chickens before they hatch. And well, Colm, never a finer word has been said as I proceeded to lose that league game. And then I went down to Cambridge, or I guess technically up to Cambridge, for an event there, and took my Ogre team, which should not normally be competitive at all.
Yeah.
It was supplemented by one of the best star players in the game, who single-handedly carried me to a win in the first game. So I was playing a guy I've played a few times at local tournaments, and he always turns up with his son. And I played him in the doubles event that I went to a few weeks ago. And it was pretty much the same two squads on the table, but that was the game that he lost last time, because at the end of the game, rather than take the easy touchdown, he decided to try and foul me and got caught by the referee and wasn't allowed to actually then activate any other players. But he put up a good fight. Unfortunately, my strength on my players got the better of him, and I won the first game. I then was matched up against his son in the second game, who also was fielding the best star player in the game. And he very quickly scored against me, like, on the second turn. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do it back to you. And I scored back very quickly. And I thought, okay, this is going to be a high-scoring shootout. But then events started going not his way. And do you remember when I went and made a teenager cry, Colm? Well, I didn't do that. But sure enough, the kid got more and more frustrated as the match went on and started swearing. And, you know, every time the dice would roll on a one or something, he'd like put them to one side and get new dice out of his bag. It's like, Ah, he's doing what they call in gaming terms tilting, and this is where you stop playing rationally because you think that luck is against you, and you deserve a win because it's you know, if you're going to keep doing badly, sure enough, it's going to come good in a minute.
Oh yes.
Yeah, yes. So once
gambler's frustration.
Exactly. Once I noticed he was having a mini strop to himself, being a teenager. Well, I took advantage of it, and I proceeded to
annihilate him.
No. Well, what happened was, so my super player has the ball, and he counts out all these spaces, and he said, right, now, if I go into that space, into that space, into that space, and dodge out of all these tackle zones, I can get there and I can have a one dice hit on the attacker. So, yes, you can. He said, but I've got to roll the dice three times to get there and not fail on any of them. Yeah, that's right. And he went, okay. And if I go around into this spot, I've only got to roll two sets of dice. Right. Yeah, that's right. And he went, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go there, and now I'm going to attack you. Cool. It's no longer a one dice hit on the ball carrier. It's two dice, and I get to pick the result. Because he forgot, he hadn't noticed that I had a player in support, and it meant that I kind of went, yes, I'll choose to be pushed away from you rather than tackled. The next turn, I punched his star player and killed him. And at that point, he was left with a team of like players with no skills, and he kind of started going, oh. Because obviously he was already annoyed at the fact that he hadn't noticed that he wasn't going to get a good hit on, and then got pulverized after that.
Oh dear!
So I started pressing the advantage. I won the game, but in turn 16, the last one of the match, he fouled my star player and killed him as well. So he got something out of it, and then I can't remember who. Oh, I was on the third game. I was up against a relatively new player who, it was a team that I have not played against, and I had no idea how to do it. And I guess I just got lucky. And as the organizer came around at one point, and I sort of said, "Just out of interest, is anyone else kind of two wins and whatnot?" And he sort of said, "No, you're looking on course to win it." And I won the whole thing. And they have a rankings page. And now that the results have been uploaded, they've been uploaded incorrectly, because instead of awarding me three wins, it awarded me six wins, and that put me top 10 in the world for the Ogres. That's not the case. But I apparently am ranked fifth. I'm in the top 10 of coaches for Northern Ireland now, apparently.
Ooh.
But then I played my next league game, and I may have had a bit of a sulk on.
Oh, that's not like you, Justin.
It's not, because I went into that game thinking, I've just gone three games without losing. I'm on board here.
Yeah.
And I couldn't roll two dice in a row that went in my favour, and he could. And he took a picture of the end of the game where, let's just say, of my entire squad, two-thirds of it was in the injured or dead box.
Wow.
I finished the game with only four players on the pitch.
Wow. Was there a picture of you in the background sulking? Or?
No, at one point I said to him, look, I'm sorry if I start acting like I'm really arsey. You know as well as I do, sometimes the dice go in your favour and sometimes they don't. And, you know, I'm struggling to come to terms with this. And he just went, well, look at what happened at the weekend. When the dice were in your favour, you can't lose. I was like, yeah, that's what I'll tell myself. But considering I paid £15 to enter that event in Cambridge, I came home with... my prizes were a trophy, which... you know, fair enough.
Physical trophy or a virtual trophy?
No, it's physical trophy, but when I say trophy, I mean it was a piece of plastic that had, like, Cambridge College Bowl engraved in it, and, you know, it's not a metallic trophy, more a block of wood with a bit of Perspex wedged in it. But,
right.
You know.
Still a trophy.
It's still a trophy. It's gone in the trophy cabinet, yeah.
Good.
I got a new team, a Goblin team. They retail at about £30 these days.
Nice.
And
more painting.
And it will be at some point, but it was the Snotling team, which has 20 figures in it.
Wow.
And it's got the most amount of players in it because they're so tiny.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll get done at some point. But also, I didn't notice this initially. I was quite happy just getting another box team. But as I was sort of, you know, packing my bags up, they went, oh, is he gone? No, I'm still here. Why? And he went, you forgot the rest of your prize. I was like, oh. And they had a full printed roly mat pitch that they'd
nice.
And having been to the Games Expo, where I've seen the company that makes this mat and the sorts of prices they charge, it's a good £30 worth of mat as well.
Wow. Do you have a mat already, or is this...
No, I so far was using just like the pitch that you get in the boxes. That's, you know, to buy a pitch on its own is £27, like, for a cardboard one.
Yeah.
But no, this is a nice neoprene style, you know, mouse pad material.
Nice.
Yeah. Hopefully tomorrow I will get to use it. So, yeah, I had a very, very high and then was brought back down to earth. And I'd said to Reef, right, I'm going off now. I'm going to go and play my game. And at 9 o'clock, I was like, I'm coming home. she said, oh, I'll be going to bed in a minute. It's like, yeah, I'm already in the car. Shall I come round? like, why? I said, I need a cuddle.
Oh.
It's all gone. I got slaughtered. so that was classic. Funny.
Oh, well, at least you had a taste of victory.
Mm.
You know, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I jokingly, at my club, I said I'm going to have to retire that team from tournament play now because they're unbeaten in the last two tournaments. Because
okay.
This one they had 3 wins, and the one before they had 1 win and 2 draws. So, considering they're not supposed to be competitive at all. Don't get me wrong. I put it all down to the fact that I was able to take that star player, not because I'm a good player.
But there is a certain amount of luck, but there's also must be a certain amount of strategy involved as well.
There's luck, there is a bit of strategy, there's anticipating what your opponent can do, but at the end of the day, it comes down to dice rolls, and that's what you have to just tell yourself when it all goes horribly wrong, is it's just a game of toy soldiers and throwing dice around. You know, it's not always going to go the way you want. You can take steps to mitigate it, but it just goes the way it wants to go. And
are you allowed to use your own dice, or do you have to use the dice that's supplied and in the tournament? Is there any dicery going on here? Like, you know,
you have to use the standard dice for blocking and the hitting, like moving your pieces.
Yeah.
But you can use any D6 for your armor rolls, injury rolls, and as it happens, like there are several dice sets. So each team they did, like, you know, you could spend £15 and buy a set of dice specific for that team. But they all do the same job. They've all got the same dice in them. They're just different colors and different patterns on the number 6. And they have a D16 in there now for the injury rolls. And when you look at it, it's not a normal D16 because it has 1 to 8 on the top and then 9 to 16 on the bottom, whereas it should be like 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 and, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So statistically, it means you've probably only got about a 50-50 chance of having a good injury versus a terrible one because all of the bad results are on the same side.
So you had a productive weekend, realistically.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed myself. And
excellent.
And obviously I sent a message to you and you immediately thought to yourself, oh God, I'm going to have to listen to that now, aren't I?
Oh, well, I'm happy for you that you came away with some prizes and a trophy for the trophy cabinet. Can you just explain to me how many trophies are in the trophy cabinet?
Right now?
Yeah.
So there's one trophy from when I was, I want to say 13, and I ran a race and won that.
Oh.
I've got one from a go-karting event I went to, and I got the fastest lap.
Nice.
I went to a Warcraft 3 tournament, LAN tournament, in the late 90s, and I was partnered up with someone who was very good, and he basically said, right, you stay alive, I'll win it. And that's what we did.
So a bit like our Destiny 1 playthrough, yeah?
Exactly. I've got the trophy for when I ran for Northern Ireland in the Scottish Athletic Federation logo. Nice. On it. I've got 4 bronze medals from the Northern Ireland National Championships.
Nice.
So
a fair few trophies. I just thought this was a specific trophy cabinet for Blood Bowl trophies, as opposed to all of your trophies that you ever won in a lifetime.
No, there's one other Blood Bowl trophy in there.
Oh, cool.
Which is the Stunty Cup one that when I got all the tiny dice as my prize.
Nice. Excellent.
So, yeah. Do you have a trophy cabinet, Colin?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no,
you haven't
no,
even got like
no.
a world's best dad mug or something?
Well, I have one of them. I have a selection of mugs, all right, yes. One with a Baldi instead of Aldi logo, which was given to me by my son's friend. I have a Grandad mug. I have a Darth Vader mug that Rachel got me from Disneyland in Paris.
Yeah.
That's my main mug that I use most of the time. I have a Last Save Loaded mug. And I have 2 Geekachu mugs. And I have a grumpy old fecker mug. And yeah, so I have a selection of mugs, yes. Probably that's my, you know, and obviously a selection of handhelds. Selection of a lot of things, but yes. No, I did win a trophy many years ago in the Cubs, and it was a trophy for collecting the most money for a Bobba job. And I put my mind to it and I said, I'm going to get that trophy because this trophy looked magnificent.
And how much did your parents pay you?
I went around doing my Bobba jobs, every house in the estate, and I managed to get the trophy. And I got a 3rd medal place for swimming, but there was only 3 in the race, so yeah, that was good.
Don't knock it, because some of the trophies exactly. I've got over. I got a certificate at primary school, right? Because on sports day, they had someone holding up the finishing tape while everyone was running.
Yeah.
I was that person, Colin.
Excellent.
And I was holding that person during the race that I was supposed to be in. So they made a special race called the I Missed My Race race.
Just for you.
Just for me, and I won it.
Awesome. That's brilliant. Oh, that's
I came last as well, but...
Excellent. So, speaking of trophies, I got my first certificate in nearly 2 years in college now. I'll be 2 years this April, and I actually got my first certificate for hardware, because computer systems and hardware, and I got a distinction.
So you're now a certified person?
Yeah, certified, yes.
Certified
loony. So I reckon it'll be another... I've another 7 certificates to get. So every 2 years, one every 2 years. I'll be 69 when I finish that. Speaking of pedantic man.
Yes.
Which you mentioned during the week. I had to laugh at myself and my maths teacher, who's a very nice fella, actually. He's the same age as myself, and he has 4 kids under 7, but he's a massive head of hair in him. I said to him, "Oh, you got your hair cut?" And he said, "Yes, I did." And I said, I see you got your head shaved as well." I said, "Yes, I did." But he said to me, not to be, he was correcting something that I had written, and he said, "Don't mean to be a pedantic pat, but," he said, I said to him, hold on a minute. "I know one of your kind already. I recorded him every 2 weeks. It's okay. Pedantic away, buddy." So, yes, there was a mispronunciation of one of the words or something. Of punctuation was incorrect. So he did say to me, "I don't mean to be a pedantic pat, but," I said, "keep going. It's okay. You're amongst friends here." So I laughed to myself and I said that to him. So, yeah, so that's really been all that's been happening. I bought a hook for my to hook my controllers onto the wall.
Oh, right. Sorry. You know how sometimes the pause is long enough that you completely misinterpret the word? Whereas I thought you were about to say, "I bought a hanger to put my aircraft in." I'm thinking, where's this going?
Yeah, so I bought these on one of the AliExpress or something, you know, they take months to come, and I got it today. So
Ruth is a fan of AliExpress.
Yeah, so am I. And so I also ordered something, and I don't think it came yet. It was a little handheld, and it hasn't come. But on your orders, you can say print receipt or something like that. But then when you press that button, it says, that means you've already received it. So, I had a tracking number on it, but I'm hoping that'll come someday in the next 2 years. Also, I got a game for a Switch called Kingdoms of Amalur, which I, you know,
Kingdoms,
you
know, of Amalur Reckoning, Kingdoms,
yeah,
of
Reckoning, Re-Reckoning, yes, for my Switch. So that came today as well. Sandra was out at the time. But then she found out later, because she said, "Did you order anything from Amazon?" I said, "Well, it came this morning." "Oh, yeah, that's okay, because I got a text to say you owe me €9. I said, "That's dodgy." She said, "What are you buying stuff for again?" And so, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't pass it off as a, "Now, Justin sent that to me anymore." She's
wise to
that trick.
Yeah, she's wise to that one, yeah. So,
until you start ordering stuff here and then says, "Right, just ship it over to me."
So,
speaking of shipping things over,
yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Speaking of shipping things over, I did send you a message a couple of weeks ago saying I've been having a look at the Dublin to Stansted.
Yes, you did.
Ryanair,
yes.
Fares.
Yes, I'll have to arrange that now, and probably in May or June. I have to get the go ahead from Sandra. I'm waiting for my moment. So I'll keep you updated.
Well,
May I'd say would be good.
You can leave this in the show or you can edit it out, but Ruth said she'll take you down to go and meet Xbox Dave.
Well, I mean, that would be lovely, but she did say she would be the chauffeur, so I don't know. We should wait and see. I'll get something done. I'll get it arranged so we can do that. I'm assuming then you want to record in the same room, just like we did in the two bedroom.
She did say to me, when Colin does come over, you will have to do a live record. I said, we've done one before in our tiny box room hotel room. And I said, if anything, the editing's easier because you haven't got to line up two shows. And you can't really move the audio over. If one of us talks over the top of the other, it makes it in the show.
Exactly. Oh, and another thing, I'll be going away for a few days now. Myself and Sandra are going away on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and be back Saturday.
Yes, yeah, so you're having your dirty week, not your weekend.
Yeah, so not my dirty midweek. So because we didn't go away at Christmas, we decided we'd go away now. So it's supposed to be horrific, the weather, for the next couple of
It's supposed to snow here tonight, and but then it's going to rain for the rest of the week, so it'll all wash away. So are you not getting into trouble with college for not going in then this week?
No, they can feck off themselves. No, it should be all right. I was told that if you miss more than 20 days within a 3-month period, then they'll be on to you. But if you don't, you're okay.
Okay.
So I should be okay. I didn't go in today either because my maths lecturer has taken the day off and I was only going in for communications. And I said, no, I done my presentation last week. The week before last, and then I did my discussion last week. So I'm, you know, we don't get an exam at this. So I said, feck it. I just filled in my. Oh, there's a diary you have to fill in for your communication. So good. So I filled that in and sent it to him. I'm resigning from secretary of the student union because I've only got 6 months left, and I have to concentrate on my studies. So yes, that's I've put in my resignation.
Aww.
So yeah, they only want to be there to fill in the feckin' notes anyway. They didn't care.
You got me worried when you said I've only got 6 months left. I was thinking, a bit longer than
that. 6 months of college. Officially, they've given us a 6-month extension. So yeah, we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
I reckon it'd be longer than that, but maths is going well. I'm on my assignment 1 for programming, which basically I have to design a calculator to do your taxes on, basically. Yeah. And then I have to put in the pseudocode and do all that stuff that goes along with it. First you have to do the calculations, which I've done already. Then you have to do pseudocode, a data diary, and then you do the programming. Yeah, it's all technical, very technical. I'm not enjoying my maths at the moment, to be honest with you now. If I have to be honest, which I am being, I am not enjoying it. It's heavy going, it's vortexes and all that stuff. And yeah, but we'll get there. See, because the skills demos, there's 2 skills demos, and if you do them correctly, you get 60%. So I'm just going to go into the maths exam and just learn one subject or one part of maths off by heart, and then I won't be getting no distinction in maths, I'll tell you that now. Anyway, so is that everything, Justin?
The only other thing to tell you about and potentially make you jealous is on Saturday. No, sorry,
you
on
got
Sunday.
The PSVR.
Sorry? No, I haven't got a PSVR, no.
All right.
On Sunday, okay. I was going to. Ruth was going to go and see her mum, but Ruth's daughter had a bit of a cold, and when that was put forward, she basically got told, well, if she's not well, then you probably shouldn't come and see us. So we're like, oh, okay, we'll have a day to ourselves then. So I took them to Waffles and More in the town centre here.
Oh, yeah. Can you take me there too as well?
I will
when
take
I come
you
over?
There, yes.
Awesome.
This
awesome.
Is the place that obviously sells waffles and more. And, and also has free to play. It has arcade machines, which are free to play if you pay for an hour's use of them.
Nice.
And
is there a queue?
I guess there is at different times of the day. It was relatively quiet when we went in, but just as we were finishing, a fairly large family came in, so we found our reasons to go. But we had a full-on meal, so hot dogs and chips and
nice
milkshakes.
Awesome.
And an hour's gaming. Yeah.
Perfect. And Ruth, yes, and you did send me the picture.
Ruth and I realised we're not as fit as we used to be as a couple of goes on Dance Revolution, and we were very, very tired out.
Yes, I would make anybody tired out, yes, definitely. Awesome.
So yes, we will take you in there.
Excellent. So I'll probably just book myself in to go over there for at least 2 weeks so we can get everything in.
if you like. You can stay downstairs and play on the PlayStation while I'm working.
Excellent. Okay, so let's get on with the main meat and two veg, as they say in Ireland. Justin, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order, and what does GOTG mean?
Okay, to answer it in the way in which you've asked, the last save loaded in the chronological order was Blood Bowl 3, and GOTG is Guardians of the Galaxy. So, last night I've played a bit more Blood Bowl 3, and I have now finished the fourth campaign cup that they have available of the six. So far I've yet to lose a game. The AI is a bit questionable. It's been a bit of a dumpster fire of news reporting around Blood Bowl 3's launch and how criminally broken it is on some platforms. Personally, I've not had a problem with it on the PS5. I know Dave
got his money back.
He refunded it. I think Lee refunded it as well.
Mm.
But yeah, it's fine for me. I haven't tried playing online, but the season pass where you need to, the season mode where you have to gain so many points to then unlock the free teams, that hasn't launched yet. That's May, so I'm just playing the game and working my way through it.
Nice.
So that was what was most recently played. Prior to that, I had a run through of the game Erica, which
again,
yeah, so I played this for the first time probably a year ago.
Yeah, probably is, yeah.
And it was definitely in the first 4 months of last year because I was staying at Janine's. And it's basically an interactive movie. So you can you can use it with a phone.
Use
the touchpad. You can use the touchpad on the controller, which is what I decided to do because I couldn't be bothered to try and download the app. Last time I tried to download it, it didn't work with the PS5, so that was a bit weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, just using the controller, and I managed to have a completely different film to the one I watched last year.
All right.
You know, obviously come back a year later and I chose some completely different options.
Yeah.
So based off what I've read since, I think another two more playthroughs and maybe three and I should have that platinumed.
Nice.
And it takes about an hour and a half to play through it, which is why it's effectively an interactive movie. But
yeah,
it's quite scary in places.
Yeah.
It's quite gruesome. Mm.
Yeah, I did play it. It's probably the same time as you. I think it was on PS Plus at one stage, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
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 So I'm getting that done. And
nice.
I thought I'd pick that back up again. Prior to that, the next most recent loaded was Marvel's Avengers. So, I can't remember how much I'd played of this before, but you start off as Kamala Khan, otherwise known as Ms. Marvel, and the kind of prologue has you playing all the Avengers, like Black Widow, Thor, Iron Man, and then an event happens, and the Avengers break up, basically. And then it's years later, Ms. Marvel is now quite a bit older, and finds out that stuff's happening in the world. There's supposed to be this like mutant cure, which may or may not be a cure. And she stumbles across Hulk while she's sent somewhere to look for something via an online forum. Meets up with Hulk, who then later on devolves back to Dr. Banner, and he sort of says, "Yeah, you know, the Avengers broke up and we're not really in contact with anyone." After that, we got Jarvis online and gone off and got Tony Stark back in the gang. Mm. It was quite funny when you meet him initially, because he's gone back to an old family home and he hasn't really got a suit at the time. He just has various bits of prototype armour and what is effectively a pilot's helmet. So he just looks like some rando with an Apache helicopter pilot's helmet.
Right.
And other than that, he's just in normal clothes. So that's quite funny. I can't remember who I'm supposed to go and recruit next, but that's where I'm up to at the moment. I'm working through the main campaign of that. There's lots of
Where'd you pick this up?
It's included in the whatever tier Extras. I've got of of Plus. So you can it can play with up to four players. It's a bit wonky in places, but you're not expecting much.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Yeah. Off and on, I've been working through Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel, and I'm still not got any idea what's going on, Colm, even after... I'm just doing what it's telling me. It's saying, play this card, then this card, then this card. And now I'm at the point where I'm on, like, have some training matches. Yeah, no, I'm just... no idea what's happening.
Right.
So, that... that's something I'm going to try and just develop a little bit here and there just for the sake of trying to remember it, but I'm not going to sit and invest too much time in one go. And as you alluded to before I started talking, I have finished Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. And
enjoyable?
Yeah, yeah. The funny story here is it was about 10 o'clock and Ruth sends me a message saying, don't stay up all night playing Blood Bowl. And I went, I promise I won't. So I put Guardians of the Galaxy on. And
wait, that's dead.
and I thought, I'm only going to do one level, one chapter. But I didn't realise I was kind of at the end game where all the chapters spiral very quickly. So I got onto the big ship, and then, you know, you're told to go off and confront the big bad, and then you get the fake out ending, and then you get to have another fight, and I'm thinking, well, there's credits rolling, but they're still talking. I don't think we're at the end of the game yet. So yeah, there was a bit more. And then I finished it, and I believe I've missed four trophies from the entire game for a platinum.
Oh no.
So I'm tempted to knock it down to easy, crack through it, and, you know, just platinum that one, then I can delete it.
Cool.
I don't think that's much of an issue now. I've played the game on normal all the way through.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Fair enough.
What was your last save loaded?
Well, which might not come as a surprise to Justin particularly anyway, from my tweets of the last 2 weeks, Animal Crossing. Now, I'll just quote one of my daily Irish Town daily updates, day 5, which I've stopped doing now, by the way. Justin, I'll do a weekly one instead now. Justin says, take a break, man.
Well, that's because you'd paid off your loan. You'd got your museum up and running. You've got people moving in.
Yes, I have three new residents on the island, and I also have the post office now up and running, which is where Nook and Isabel are at the moment. I'm assuming it's a post office of sorts. So, yeah, so I haven't played for the last 2 days, so I stuck in got in a bit of time today because, you know, those weeds keep growing back. And then I just stuck down on for an hour, I'd say, just doing bits and bobs, nothing much. I've still got 230,000 left to pay off for the extension, the room, the additional room. I'm not sure if you've seen, but I do have my last save loaded top on as well as my last save loaded wallpaper. So that's good. And yes, it's just a chill game. What can I say? I love it. So, Shining Resonance Refrain, which is an old Sega remaster of a Sega game. And that is quite enjoyable. Also on the Switch, I picked that up a while back on a sale. So I'm actually enjoying that as well. It's your typical JRPG with dungeons and persona dungeons and stuff, which I played previously, but I never got to the dungeon part, but then I got to the dungeons now. So yes, you are the bearer of a dragon, and you can change into a dragon if you need to, but I don't tend to use the dragon, because if you use the dragon too much, then he goes apeshit and starts killing everybody else except the main people. So you have to pace yourself with that. I'm just trying to finish a Plague's Tale Requiem. I did enjoy the first game, but this one is a bit more tedious. There is a bit, they've changed a few of the mechanics. The fighting is still, you know, clanky as hell. But I'm near the end of that now. I reckon another hour or two and I'll have that finished. Mm-hmm. I'm 70 hours into Days Gone. Don't ask me why, but there I am at 70 hours into Days Gone on my PC Steam Deck. I'm trying to do a lot of the hordes and stuff. I killed my first horde. Well, technically I didn't actually, Justin, because if you try and try again, it'll say, do you want to skip this? And I skipped the first horde, but I managed to kill another horde since, so yeah. And then I played Sea of Thieves with Knackered back on Saturday morning. I'm glad I only play every 2 weeks, because I don't think I'd like to get up every Saturday to play, because he gets up, you know, crazy hours on a Saturday morning. And because I'm in college now and I have to be in college every day, I tend to be getting up early anyway. So yes, but I do enjoy it, so yes, long may that last. And then some Far Cry 6 with Carlos. Now, Far Cry 6 is probably my least favourite Far Cry since all the Far Cries, because I just have no interest in the story. Not that any Far Cry game has a good story anyway, but I have no interest in the characters. I haven't a clue what I'm doing. And you know what's really pissed me off about it? There's no actual levelling up system. Whereas in all the other Far Cry games, you could level up your hunting, you could level up your melee attacks, you could, you know, level up this and that. You basically just level up your guns and stuff, and it's just not the same. So myself and Carlos have decided that we shall play, I recommended we play some Sniper Elite 5, because on the Xbox, so he's downloaded that, so we'll probably play a bit of that at the weekend.
Now remember, you've already played through that, so
yes, I should be helpful to him this time, as opposed to when I nearly got you killed and poor
Trillion killed. That's
it, it was Ruth
you played that one with.
Well, we played Sniper Elite 4 together, didn't we? Yes, that was fun. So he's got another 2 weeks with my PlayStation 5, so he's enjoying. He actually listened to all the dialogue in Uncharted 4, which was amazing, because he doesn't listen to dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. He just doesn't. So he's like Sandra. He just likes to get to the point and, you know, get the story moving. So he's excited that for the rumours about DLC for Elden Ring. I'm not so sure I'm that excited, but yes, I should be playing a new game plus on Elden Ring sometime in the near future. And yes, so and I played a little bit of Kingdoms of Amalur today, but not enough to put in the list, really. So there you go, Justin. All the lovely stuff we've been playing. Now, in Marvel Avengers, isn't that the one that they're not going to be supporting after?
Later this month, basically, everything will become free. All the cosmetic stuff will be made available to everyone.
But the game won't be free, will it?
No.
Free to play, will it?
I don't think so.
Okay. So all the cosmetic stuff that you would have bought,
that you could have bought, yes.
Oh, could have bought, yes, becomes free to everybody. That's nice. So you just playing that on your own then?
At the moment, yeah.
All right, okay. So you'll keep going with that, will you?
Yeah, I'll finish it, get the credits rolling, and then tick that off as done.
Sweet. So, move on to Twitter comments. Ian at BitDead. Ian-BitDead at BitDead77. Fantastic, as always, at Last Save Loaded. Thank you very much, Ian. You're a true gentleman. So I'd like Justin to read out this, because I noticed Justin didn't mention the question of the week this week, just in case I sort of bombarded him with ideas and he didn't, you know, he didn't get the limelight. So I'm actually quite chuffed with it, because I was only thinking of what would be the question of the week be this week. And then I said to myself, no, I'm sure Justin would like to do a question of the week for a change, Colin. You big nonce. So Justin.
That's a bit extreme. Well, he got to Friday and I thought, yeah, we haven't even agreed what day we're going to record yet. So I'll ask you about Monday. And then by the time it took you several hours later to reply, I just thought, that's enough this. I'm just going to put the question out. So, Saturday morning, I said, Justin and Colin will be recording on Monday. We'll be talking about games this week, and there have been a lot of remakes and remastered recently. So we'd like to know, what classic game would you like to see remade?
I thought that was a very good question. Very good. So, Darren Hilton at Daz Hilton. Just so you know, I filled in some of the show notes
this week. Yes.
I was trying to be good and helpful for a change.
Just as well, because when I sat down to do it, Twitter broke. And I've sat there going, what the hell is this error message? I'd sent Colin a message going, can you get into Twitter? And just as it started coming back online, I just got, yes. Thanks for that.
No, you said, oh, can you get into Twitter? I was out walking in the rain, because that's what I do. And when I looked at my, because I don't have my notifications on Twitter, so I don't bother. So when I said, I better check the messages, because I'm sure Justin's going to tell me what time you want to record it. And then I got the, oh, do you have time? Oh, that was that.
I have time to go to KFC?
Yeah.
Well, I'd asked you on Friday what time you wanted to record.
Can you get... We arranged that over the stream on Saturday morning, actually. So, can you get into Twitter? Crisis averted. It's working again. And I just went, good. So, let's get back on focus here. Darren Hilton at Daz Hilton. I think there should be a Skyrim remake. There hasn't been one for at least a month. Yes, go down you, Darren. Well done.
Dead Brooker in a Trunk at Brooker 411 says, genuinely want a Killzone 2 remake. Ground up, like Dead Space. Keep the mechanics and feel of the OG, but bring that brown and grey world onto the PS5.
Hmm.
Now, yeah, that was the one thing the PS3 excelled at, was the colour brown.
Yes, it certainly was. Different tones.
I found Killzone 2 so much harder than Killzone 3. I mean, I played them the wrong way around, but... The other thing, you mentioned the Dead Space remake. Now, I've not played that. I platinumed Dead Space back in the day, and I don't really feel like putting myself through it again. But I have heard there's some subtle changes to keep things fresh. So if you had played to death the Xbox 360 PS3 era game, and you, for example, think, right, I'm going to walk down here and there's going to be something jump out on the left, apparently instead something will fall down from the ceiling or something like that. They just changed where the jump scares are a little bit, just as we know what you're trying to do. It's like if when you played Metal Gear Solid 4 and you come up against Psycho Mantis and you go, ah, well, this is the PS3. I can't unplug the controller and plug it into port 2, but what I can do is hold down the PS button and go change controller number and tell it it's controller 2, and it pops an error message up on the in the game going, no, you're not allowed to do it this way. We're wise to that. You've got to fight it properly.
Wasn't Killzone 2 the one on the PS3 that came out around the time the PS3 came out, and it was the six axes, you had to turn the things with your controller?
They had some of that on Killzone 3. Killzone 2 come out much earlier.
Killzone 1 and 2 was under PlayStation 2, wasn't it?
Killzone 1 was the PS2. Killzone 2 was an early PS3 game.
Yeah, so that's the one where you had to turn the controller. So it never worked for me, and I just what the fick is going on with your six axis or whatever you call that stupid thing that came out in the PS3. I'd since done away with that, I think, later on. But anyway, yeah, never quite managed to.
No, but then that's like Nintendo, you know, they launch a new console, and the first game you play will utilize every possible feature of the new controller, you know, so it'll have accelerometer, it'll have.
Yeah, 3D fucking vibration and all this shit.
Yeah,
and
gyro nothing.
Gyro, yeah. 3D gyro, yeah. Or you remember that game that came out on the Switch and you could count the amount of balls was in the controller and all this shit. No. Well, they all do that, don't they?
And that's Sony do HD that too with the Rumble. Vita. Yeah.
Yeah, HD Rumble. And Sony did that with the Vita too. There was some really good games with that. Just never bothered.
Yeah, Phantom Hourglass on the DS where you had to blow the sand.
Yes,
so you had to get up close to the microphone and go... Just imagine doing that on a train column. Yeah, I didn't look a fool, did I? I'm trying to discreetly just like hold it in front of me. No, I'm not breathing at my game. I'm having an episode.
I'm having a moment.
I'm suddenly out of breath.
Oh, classic, yeah. So, Mike Green at the Path to Amen. I'd love an MGS1 remake in proper 4K resolution. Think that would still be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 1, I think it's kind of like the original Tomb Raider in the sense that by today's standards, it's very, very blocky.
Yeah.
But you can't deny it was a good game, and I don't know how people would deal with like the tank controls and stuff like that these days. I mean, that's why.
Well, I mean, they did a remake for Resident Evil.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. That's why they completely overhauled the control scheme in the Resident Evil remakes. I could see it being a good game. I don't know how much you'd change. Because even like Phantom Pain and stuff was still third person, so they'd still keep that. Maybe some of the fixed camera angles they'd get rid of, but
yeah,
add a bit more colour to it rather than just green and white. Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says the answer to this question will always be Wings. So Dave, as we've heard from many a question of the week, really enjoys Wings on the Amiga.
He does, yes. It's his favourite game. Thank you, Dave. Paul W. at just_wondering_, how about instead of a remake, they let you play the game from the end to the beginning, as a lot of people never finish their playthroughs. Yes, well, I would relate to that one, but Justin, on the other hand, he tends to finish his games proper order too.
Yeah, I don't walk away from too many games if they've got a game mode that can be finished. But
yeah,
some of them I just put down for 3 years before I pick them back up again, and then go, no idea how to play this game. I better start again. Just like I picked up. Yeah, I picked up Horizon Forbidden West, didn't I? Nice and cheap. The next day, hey, it's coming to PS Plus. Oh, thanks. There's £15 wasted. But I bought the DLC for Zero Dawn. Haven't played it because it was so long after playing the original game that I'm not going to go into the hard area of the map not knowing how to play the game. At least when Ruth plays it, you know, she'll have an idea.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Ruth, at Trillion Penguin, PIHC, at Bouncy Cynic says, any of the PS2, PS3, or DS Tales of games? So many that I would like to play, but would have to remortgage to do so. Well, my darling, you're not remortgaging your house, because you're supposed to be coming to this one. And you're not remortgaging my house. But yes, she's on the verge of starting Tales of Arise, and Symphonia's just been remade. So there's lots of games. There's been quite a few people recently on Twitter have been putting up photos of the like their Tales of collections across the various different platforms. Quite a lot of them. So many that I'd never heard of. I think I'd just about heard of Symphonia and Berseria.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Life's too short to be salty. At VDJOMB. Siphon Filter series and Legacy of Cain. Cain Games. Blood Omen / Soul Reaver.
Yeah, Soul Reaver and Blood Omen are the Legacy of Cain games.
They're, not a reaver as in drugs.
No, reaver as in like...
Reaver. Reaver.
Of souls.
Yeah, reaver, yes. Very good.
And yeah, they were a spin-off of something else.
Yes.
Or no, they...
No, Legacy of Cain was a spin-off of another series, wasn't it? Siphon Filter wasn't, I don't
know. No, Siphon Filter was a franchise. That those games have just had trophy support put on them. Siphon Filter 1, 2 and 3, the PS1 games, they've come to the backwards compatible... Oh, sorry. The,
oh, yes.
The virtual console, for want of a better phrase, on the PS5.
Yeah.
And, they've added trophy support.
Nice.
Trillian, Penguin, PIHC, Advancy Cynic says, good call, Soul Reaver especially.
Life's Too Short to Be Salty replied, I was hoping that when the remaster of Tomb Raider Anniversary, I think, was released, I'd hoped they'd have used that game engine to remaster Cain and Razzle's adventures, but I'm still waiting. Tears of joy with smiley face, crying, Amijo, whatever the feck it is.
Tears of tears.
Tears of tears.
And Trillian says, there's a lot of call for it too. Many people rate those games.
They do. But then it's like everything else, isn't it? You know, rose-tinted glasses. So, Complete Xbox, Dave at Knackerbeck. I would love to see the likes of Desert Strike and Jungle Strike remade. Classic games for the Sega Mega Drive era.
I never played them on the Mega Drive. I had Jungle Strike. No, I didn't. Yeah, I had Jungle Strike on the Atari ST. It would definitely. I definitely had one where there was a lot of buildings, but it was Jungle Strike. So it was very green, and it works very well with the joystick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see something like that done. But they'd probably patch it with the flight simulator controls and stuff.
Yeah. I just wonder, do you have a steering wheel for your PS4?
For the PS4, no.
Did you have a steering
wheel? No, I had one for the PS2, which also worked on the PS3. And I never bought one after that because I realised that I don't play racing games enough to really warrant needing such fine control.
Yeah.
You know.
And did you have the pedals as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought Gran Turismo 3 bundle that was £100 and came with a force feedback steering wheel. The first actual Gran Turismo steering wheel.
Yeah.
And then, for whatever reason, the socket broke. Not the socket, the bit that plugs into the steering wheel itself, that bit, the plug that plugs into the controller rather than into the wall, the end of that snapped a bit, so it stopped really working with the force feedback, which was good in a way, because trying to play rally stages with it fighting you, it was like, arm wrestling a sumo man.
Sweet. Okay, so just a couple of card pass mentions on Heroes Out and Game Burst. That's what I've been listening to so far. don't tend to listen to as much podcasts as I used to, but there you go. I should do, actually, because I walk into college, so yeah, but some days you just want to hear the birds tweeting. Anyway.
And then read what they've said.
Yeah, exactly. So, Justin, anything to add before we sign out?
No. Happy March. I hope you have a lovely weekend. Well, sorry, you have and ahead of your lovely weekend, you have a fun time away. Without interruptions, I shall be leaving you alone.
Oh, well, you can hassle me anytime you want, Justin. Where can people find you then?
Well, they'll find me on Twitter when it works, using @lastsaveloaded, although you said you don't have notifications on. I do, and the only notifications I seem to get these days are DMs.
All right.
And, you can also tweet @lastsaveloaded, which I now have updated, so it now actually says, featuring... no longer says your old Twitter address. It now says @multiplatformman. @multiplatman even. Ruth's been nagging me for that one. She's like, sort it out. Right. It's just a minor thing, but do it properly. So you can tweet show @lastsaveloaded.
And you can find me @solemn67. No, @multiplatformman. And you can, that's basically it, really. Nothing else. twitch.tv_solemn67. I haven't really twitched in a while. So, say goodnight, Justin.
Goodnight, Justin.
Goodnight, Justin.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Of course. Of course. How was your KFC? How was your KFC? Did you have obviously you had chicken? It would, yes. Yes. One would wonder why chickens have wings cannot fly. But anyway,
can they fly?
This is not the type of podcast we discuss things on.
Of course, yes. And wings.
True, very true. Yes, technically I could be your father, but there you go.
I'm in control, am I? Yes, I am. Let's get the show on the road, baby. You should clap one second precisely after I do.
Three. Should have clapped on two. Good evening. Welcome to episode... fuck. Okay, here we go.